Unit 1. Listening. Unit 1. Lifestyles. Warm up. Exercise 2. Listen. Say which of the people in the photos is speaking.
Being famous isn't easy, you know. I travel a lot. I have matches in different countries. But my job is very exciting. I love the matches, the stadium, the people cheering. Know what I mean?
2.
My dad says that these are the best days of my life. But I'm not so sure. You know, I've got lots of work to do. And there's not much time, really. I also play football for the school team. And we have to do training 3 nights a week.
3.
I love the animals. And I love being outdoors. Alone with my thoughts. It's peaceful, and there's no one to tell me what to do. But it's not so good when the weather's bad.
4.
I'm very busy, and I don't have time to see my husband and children. And my life is very stressful, I suppose. I mean, I've got responsibility for big amounts of money, but I find it really exciting.
Lesson 2. Exercise 4. Listen to the interview and check your predictions.
Good morning and welcome to Lifestyles. Today, we're going to look at stress, what causes it, and what we can do to relax, prevent it. We have in the studio Dr. Klinsmann, an expert on stress. Good morning, Dr. Klinsmann.
Good morning.
Dr. Klinsmann, what kinds of people actually suffer from stress?
Well, anybody can suffer from stress. There are certain jobs that are very stressful, like some jobs in business or the police. But probably everyone suffers from stress at some time in their life. Students, doctors, factory workers, anybody.
But what really causes it?
There are different factors. One is time and pressures of work and study. At school, for example, students can become very stressed when they have a lot of homework to do and they feel they haven't got enough time to do it all. Other factors can be social, if you have a problem with your family or friends or at school. And it depends on the person. If you're shy, social occasions like parties can be very stressful.
And what can you do to stop stress and worry? Because stress is very bad for you, isn't it?
Yes. It can cause a lot of health problems. But to answer your question, there are lots of things you can do to reduce stress. You can organize your work or studies. For example, you can make a list and do all the important things first. You must eat well, have a good diet, and of course, do exercise regularly. Finally, you can talk to people about your problems. Talk to a friend, someone in your family, or if you're studying, talk to a teacher. You can also do relaxation exercises.
Can you describe some of these?
Exercise 6. Listen to Mark and complete the table.
Things I find stressful. Well, I really hate doing exams. I get very nervous the night before, you know? And I can't sleep, you know what I mean? I'm also shy, and I don't like going to parties very much. I prefer meeting people in small groups, you know? Ah, there's another thing. In French lessons, I can't stand talking in front of the class. I get nervous and make lots of mistakes. Things I find relaxing? Well, I like a lot of things. I love talking to my friends. And when I'm tired and want to relax, I enjoy listening to music. And I also like reading. Oh, and I quite like sitting and doing nothing.
Exercise 9. Listen to Mark again. Which words or sounds does he use to hesitate? 1.
Well, I really hate doing exams.
2.
I get very nervous the night before, you know?
3.
And I can't sleep, you know what I mean?
4.
I get nervous and make lots of mistakes.
5.
Things I find relaxing. Well, I like a lot of things.
Lesson 3. A volunteer teacher. Exercise 3. Listen to the interview and answer these questions. Good morning and welcome to the show. This morning, I have Wang Xu here in the studio. She's going to tell us about her plan for the future. Good morning, Wang Xu.
Morning.
Wang Xu, tell us about your plan, please.
I'm going to work as a volunteer teacher in a small country town in Inner Mongolia.
Really? You must be excited.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited about it.
But why did you make such a big decision?
Well, I've just graduated from university. As a teacher, I feel it's my duty to do something for students in poor areas.
Life in Inner Mongolia is very tough and quite different from that in Beijing. Are you prepared for that?
Yes. I know life there will be especially hard for me. You know, I'm the only child in my family and used to the comforts of Beijing. So teaching in Inner Mongolia is going to be a great challenge for me. But I really enjoy meeting new challenges. That's why I'm determined to go.
What are you going to do there as a teacher?
I'm going to teach senior high school students. I'll have lots of lesson plans to make and homework to mark. I'll be very busy.
What do your parents think of your plan? Do they support you?
To tell you the truth, they felt shocked when they first heard about my plan. They were strongly against it. But we had a long talk, and I finally won their support.
And when are you leaving?
The train leaves at 9 tomorrow morning, so I'm getting up at about 6 to get everything ready. The new school term begins the day after I arrive. I can't wait to meet the students there. They are said to be hard-working and eager to learn.
I'm sure your parents are proud of you, and I believe you're going to have an exciting year.
Thank you very much.
Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 2. Listen to the girl answering questions for a class survey. Copy and complete the table with her answers.
Hey, Debbie, can you answer some questions for this survey, please?
Okay. Do you watch much TV?
Not really.
How many hours a week do you watch?
Well, about 3 or 4, I suppose.
What are your favourite kinds of programmes?
I really like nature programmes.
Do you like heavy metal music?
No, definitely not. I can't stand it.
What sort of music do you like?
I love dance music. Techno, pop.
What are your favourite clothes?
T-shirts and jeans. I don't like formal clothes.
Do you ever wear miniskirts?
Sometimes, but not a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Exercise 3. Pronunciation. Listen again and write the questions. Then mark the intonation up or down. 1.
Do you watch much TV?
2.
How many hours a week do you watch?
3.
What are your favourite kinds of programmes?
4.
Do you like heavy metal music?
5.
What sort of music do you like?
6.
Do you ever wear miniskirts?
Review. Exercise 9. Listen to these sounds. A.
Reading.
B.
In.
Listen to the words. Which of the sounds do you hear? 1.
England.
2.
Boring.
3.
Planning.
4.
Inflatable.
5.
Watching.
6.
Inhabitant.
7.
Feeling.
8.
Interest.
9.
Tin.
Ten.
Relaxing.